Good morning. We find ourselves in the last month of the year, Chodesh Elul, a month of Teshuva, when we are preparing ourselves for the Yemei Hadin, where everyone will pass before Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kivnei Maron, each and every one of us, in judgment. And it's specifically during this time that we try to awaken ourselves to do Teshuva and to try to fix the past wrong deeds that we've done in the past year. And the Baal HaTanya writes regarding Elul, the Baal HaTanya, he gives us a mashal as to how to better understand the month of Elul. And he says it's like a king that before he comes to visit the city, the people go out and they greet him in the field. And there he's accessible to anybody who wants to come. Any person who wants to go out and to greet the king in the field, he's there. He'll show them his sefer panim yafot. He's going to give them a smile. He's going to joke around with them. He's accessible to anybody. And as he goes through the city, everyone follows after him. But then when he gets to the point that he's going into his palace, it's not a free-for-all. You can't go in there unless you have permission. And at that point, who's allowed to go in? Can anybody get permission? No, it's special people, the muvcharim, the chosen ones, and the very specific select few. The kacha enyan al derech mashal b'chodesh Elul, yotin lakbil or panav yifarach b'sadeh. And that's the same thing with Chodesh Elul. During the month of Elul, we can all go out to the field. Hashem is accessible to each and every one of us. It doesn't matter if you're a leader or if you're just a regular, simple person. We all have equal access and the ability to connect and to come close to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And it's based on this that we can understand what is written in the Svarim HaKdoshim on Chodesh Elul. Shlomo HaMelech writes in Shir HaShirim, Perek Hei, Pasuk Beis, Ani Sheina V'Libi Er, Kol Dodi Dofek, I am sleeping, but my heart is awake. The voice of my beloved knocks. And he says, Pitchili, Achoti, Rayati, Yonati, Samasi, please open for me, my sister, my love, my dove, my perfection. Shorashi nimlatal, kvusosai resise laila. For my head is drenched with dew and my sidelocks drip with the rains of night. And Chazal explained in the Medrash Rabba there, what is Hashem saying to Bnei Yisrael? Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Hashem says to Bnei Yisrael, Bini p'tchuli petach echad shel tshuva kechudo shel machat. My child, please just open for me a little, just like the petach of an opening. How big? Of an eye of a needle, very small. The ani of tshuva, right? The ani poteach lachem petachim sheyu agalot v'kroniot nechlasobo. And if you are able to open for me just that tiny bit, like the eye of the needle, what am I going to do for you? I'm going to open for you so wide that agalot, that big wagons and chariots are going to be able to pass through. And Hashem is asking us to open, you know, just a bit, to make an opening, kechudo shel machat, like the eye of an needle. Because why? The job of the needle is to do what? Is to put in thread, to sew. In order to, what do we do with the needle? We reconnect a ripped garment. And that's what Hashem's hinting to us in his request. He's saying to make an opening just for him, like the chudo shel machat, like the eye of the needle. You know, in reality, our sins and our averos and all the things that we've done in the past year have caused great defect, have caused pagamim in ourselves and in things around us, and defects in our soul. But Hashem, with his great compassion, he comes to us and he gives us a needle and thread so that we can fix that which we've caused in the past. But all we need to do is just to give him that opening so he can stick in the thread, so that we'll be able to fix and to mend everything that we've done. The Gemara in Kedushin tells us, Yitzro shel adam mitzgaber alav b'chol yom uvakesh hamito, that the Yetzer, the evil inclination of a person, tries to overcome him every single day and tries to literally hamito, to kill him. The Ilmalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ozro, Ein Yecholo. And without HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help, without that Hashem overseeing allowing us, we wouldn't be able to overcome him. We wouldn't be able to withstand it. And therefore, what does Hashem ask of us? Bini, pitzkuli petach achad shel tshuva kechudo shel machat. Please, just take in your hands the needle. Show me that you want to fix the garment that's torn. And I'm going to open for you, and I'm going to help you, and really accomplish so much that these amazing wagons and chariots will be able to pass through. I'm going to help you finish the job. I'm going to help you complete the tikkun, but you just have to pick up the needle. We find this also by Yetzias Mitzrayim. Bnei Yisrael took the first step, and they agreed to leave. And then, what do they merit? Hashem's salvation and Hashem's help. They were on the 49th level of Tumah, right? They didn't have anything. They didn't have any abilities, but Hashem took them out and elevated them to the level of Tahara, so that they were able to receive the Torah. And actually, throughout the generations, Hashem remembers that we took that step, that we opened it for Him just a little bit, and that we agreed to leave and to follow Him into a desolate land that there was nothing there. And He says in Yirmiyahu, Parak Beis, Pasuk Beis, Zacharti lachesed nurayich, avas klulosayich, lechtech acharai b'midbar be'eretz lo zrua. Oh, Hashem says, I constantly remember this great chesed that you did for me when we were young, that you were willing to go after me into this desolate and bare and unsettled and unfertilized land. And we see from this, the great chesed and racham of Hashem, that all He does is asks us to open our heart just a bit, like the petach shel machat. And then He promises us, if we do so, He's going to open it, kipchuto shel ulam. And this is what Chazal say, Haba l'taher misayin biyado. If a man truly wants to purify himself, if he shows that desire, misayin biyado, he is helped from above. At this time in the month of Elul, I'd like to try to understand the significance and the deeper meaning behind HaKadosh Baruch Hu's request. Kol dodi dofek, bini pitchuli petach achad shel tshuva kechudo shel machat. The Medrash Tanchuma in Parshas Naso writes, B'sha'ah shabar HaKadosh Baruch Hu es olamo, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, nit'ava sheyehelo dira b'tachtonim. He so desperately desired a dira, a dwelling place in the tachtonim, in this world. K'mo sheyesh ba'elyonim. Just like He has in the higher world. Bara'es ha'adam v'tziva uto v'amar. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam and He commanded him. Mikol eitz hagan achol tochal, me'eitz hadat tovara lo tochal mimeno. Hashem says, I created man and I gave him one commandment. Just don't eat from the Eitz Hadas. Va'avar al tivoyav. And he didn't listen. And he was over on this commandment. Amar le HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kach hayisi mitzaveh she'eli b'dira b'tachtonim kimo she'yesh li b'elyonim. I so wanted to have a dwelling place, a place for me to reside in this world, just like I have in the elyonim. V'davar echad tziviti osach. And I commanded you but one thing, but you didn't keep it. And so therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mesalich. He removed his shechina to the first rakia. He took a step back. And we see from this that the moment HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, what did He want? What was His desire? He wanted a dwelling place. He wanted a dira b'tachtonim. But through the sin of Adam HaRishon, He removed His presence from the earth. And He took a step back. HaKadosh Baruch Hu also rested His divine presence. He rested Himself in the Beis HaMikdash. But even more than having a resting place in the Beis HaMikdash, what did He so deeply desire? He desired to reside in Bnei Yisrael, like the Pasuk says in Shmos, Chafei Chafav, V'asuli Mikdash, you should make for me a sanctuary, V'shachanti b'socham, and I will dwell in you. The Eir of the Alshach comments, B'socholo ne'amar, ela b'socham. The pasuk doesn't say bisocho, I will dwell in it, I will dwell in the mikdash, in the sanctuary, but rather bisocham, in you. L'landeinu she'akadosh baruch hu misaveh l'hashrosh chinaso bisoch levavot Yisrael. Ki heichal Hashem heima, u'mehem nimshechas hashrosh chinah beveis hamikdash. To teach us that what did Hashem really desire? Did He want a house? Did He want a sanctuary? What was the place that He wanted? He wanted to dwell in each and every one of us, because each and every one of us are a Heichal Hashem. Each and every one of us are a sanctuary. And it's based on this that we can better understand the words of the Baal HaTanya. Because in Chodesh Elul, he is Api Mashal Melech Shokodim Ba'oli Ir Yotzin Anashim Ha'ir Lekrato Mekablim Basadeh. He's like that king that's out in the field. He's not yet in his palace, right? And it's based on what we said during Elul. It's as if Hashem is standing in the field. He's outside the palace, and therefore, what is Hashem asking us? Hashem asks us to open our homes to Him, to open our hearts to Him, so that He can find a place to rest. We know from the Svarim HaKdoshim that the Shekhinah, the Divine Presence, is in great tsar over the Gullus. Because it's from the time of the Chorban Beis HaMikdash, it's been exiled from place to place, and hasn't found Menucha, it hasn't found a resting place. Like the Gemara Megillah Chavtet Amar Aleph says, Tani Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Omer, Bo Re'e Kama Chaviven Yisrael Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says, come and see how beloved B'nai Yisrael are to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shebekom Achom Shegalu Shechina Imahen. Because in every single place that they were sent out to, that in every place they were exiled to, the Shechina, the Divine Presence, was with them. The Zohar writes that because of this, the Pasuk says, That the dove never found a resting place, never found menucha for its foot. Meaning that in Golus, the Shekhinah has not found a place to rest its foot, and it's been exiled from place to place. And it's precisely through our involvement in Torah that we can give HaKadosh Baruch Hu some nachas ruach and some calm over the pain of the Golus HaShekhinah. Like we learn from the Gemara in Brachos, Dafchet Amar Aleph, Miyom Shacharav Beis HaMikdash, Ein Lo LaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'olamo, Ela Dalet Amos Shel Halacha. That from the time the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no place in this world, only in the four Amos of Halacha. Meaning that the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash caused Hashem to remove His Shechina, to remove Himself from this world. But a person who involves himself in Torah, he merits the Hashra Sashrina. He merits that the Divine Presence will rest with him. And like the Gemara in Brachos Vav Amar Aleph says, Sha'afilu echad sheyoshev ve'osek b'Torah Shechina imo. That any person who sits and involved in Torah, the Shechina is with him. And this is the explanation of the Maimer Shmiyom Shacharav Beis HaMikdash. From the time that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed and there was a lack of Hashra Shechina, there was no more divine place for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to rest His Divine Presence. Ein lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'olamo ela damen amal shel halacha. Where is the only place that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can find some respite, can find a place to rest? It's a person who's involved in Torah. It's in that place that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can rest His Shechina. And it's with this in mind that we can begin to understand the pasuk, our pasuk. Ani yesheina v'libi er, kol dodido feik, pitzchili. The Medrash explains that Hashem is knocking on our hearts, which are closed, and He is begging us, He is beseeching us, b'ni, pitzchuli petach achad shel tshuva, kechudo shel machat. Please, make for me an opening, meaning to say, the Shechina is in galus. Hashem says, I haven't found a resting place. So please open for me your heart so that I can find a dirat batachtonim. Please, va'asuli mikdash v'shachanti v'tocham. Open your hearts to me so that I can find a place to rest. The Medrash in Tana Devei Eliyahu Zuta elucidates this further. And it says, in the future, Hashem will say to B'nai Yisrael, Achar kach yomar kadosh baruch hu Yisrael, B'ni yachshav bo'u v'kablu mimeni koshal tanchumen. Va'omrim Yisrael lefanav. In the future, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to say to B'nai Yisrael, come, you know, and take from me this cup of comfort, this koshal tanchumim. Va'omrim Yisrael lefanav. But B'nai Yisrael are going to say to him, Ribono shel olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'tchila ka'asta aleinu, v'otzeisano mitzoch beitzcha. You were angry with us, and you threw us out of your house. You sent us from your home. V'eglisanu l'vein ha'akum. And you exiled us amongst the other nations. V'achshav bata l'fayeso sanu. And now you come to appease us. V'yomar kadosh baruch hu Yisrael. So Hashem responds to B'nai Yisrael, and He says, Em sholachem mashal l'ma'ad davar domer. I'm going to give you a mashal to what this is comparable, to what this is similar to. L'azem shehu noseh et bat achoto. To a man who marries his niece, Pamachad ka'asalavo sita mibito. And at one point he got angry with her, with his wife, and he sent her out of the house. Lacharya min balafayesosa. And after a few days he came to appease her, to try to make amends, to reconnect. Ra'amalo. And she said to him, Mitzchila ka'asalai vilti sani mibischa. But you were angry with me, and you sent me out of your house. Va'achshava tabata lefaiseni. But now you come to appease me? Va'amarla. Don't think that when I sent you out, I went back to my house and all was well. When I sent you out, I went out as well. And as long as you've not been in my house, I've been outside wandering as well. Kach amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. The same simile HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Bnei Yisrael, Miyom shacharafti esbeisi shamata, from the moment that I destroyed my house, my dwelling place in this world, lo adliti v'yashafti bebeisi shamayla, I didn't go up and dwell in my house above, ela hayiti yoshevu batel, v'amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Yisrael, but rather I was just sitting here, and I was wandering, I was like nothing, I had no place. And he says, if you don't believe me, im atem ma'aminim li she'ani lo nechnasi leveti, Bnei Yisrael, if you don't believe me that I didn't go into my house, tnu yatcham al roshi, touch my head, touch my hair, v'teru, and you will see, shehu malei tal, that it's full of dew, shenemar sheroshi nimla tal, like the pasuk, our pasuk says, my head is full of dew, kfus Osiris tisei laila. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Bnei Yisrael, Pitzchili, Achoti, Rayati, Tamati, please open for me your heart so I can dwell in your heart. Sheroshin nimlal tal kvus Osiris yisei laila, because since the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, I didn't return to my house above. I have been wandering outside, wandering from place to place, and such, my hair is full of dew, and my side locks drip with rain. I'm not like a person who had a place, who had a roof, and who had four walls over his head. I've been wandering with you, Bnei Yisrael. And even though Hashem beseeches us during this time of year, how much more so during Elul, before the awesome day of Rosh Hashanah, when Hashem is like a king who goes out into the field. That is a time that we have to pay attention to his knocking, to the kol dodi dofek, to the pitzchili, to the open for me, and listen to the voice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which begs us, b'ni pitzchili petach achad shel tshuva k'chudo shel machad, open for me an opening, just the eye of a needle. Don't let me stand outside in the darkness of galus, homeless, without a place to stay, without a place to reside. Rather, please open for me the rooms of your heart with Torah and with Avodas Hashem. How can we possibly ignore the voice of HaKadosh Baruch Hu knocking after all that he's done for us? How can we allow HaKadosh Baruch Hu to stay outside and not bring him into our hearts, fulfilling for him his deepest desire from the day that he created the world to have a dwelling here on this earth? Adira b'tachtonim k'moshe yesh ba'olyonim. And so he comes to us and he knocks on our door, kol dodi dofek pitzchili, and he asks us to open to our hearts. Pitzchuli petach shel machat. As we know that tshuva begins in the heart, like the pasuk in Yeshayahu parak vav pasuk yud says, v'levavo yavin v'shav v'rapelo, that man has to open his heart and genuinely regret his misdeeds and his acts of rebellion against HaKadosh Baruch Hu and commit to fix his ways from here on in. And then Hashem says he's going to fix him. He will help him fix his ways. He will help him fix what he's done wrong. Like the pasuk in Devarim says, "Umol Hashem elokecha es levavcha, the es levav zarecha, la'avas Hashem elokecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha." Hashem will circumcise our hearts when we open our hearts. When we give him that Pesach, he's going to remove the orla. He's going to remove the bad. And we know that this pasuk actually is the Rosh Tevos of our month, Elul. Es levavcha aleph lamed ve es levav, and the hearts, because it's precisely during this time when we open up our hearts to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he helps us, that he removes the arla from our hearts in order to reconnect with him, in order to achieve la'ava es Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha u'b'chol nafshecha. And what do we do? How do we respond to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's knocking? The pasuk continues, We would say to Hashem, Pashatati et ktonati, echacha al bashana, rachatsi et ragli, echacha et nafim. No, I can't open the doors. You know, I already removed my robe. How can I possibly put it back on? And you know, I've already bathed for the night. I've washed my feet. How can I get them dirty by walking to the door to open it? Rav Shalom Shradron gives a very powerful mashal to this, and he says it's like a father who spent many years away in a faraway land, and he has one son, and as the time passes, he misses his son so deeply. Finally, he decides, that's it, I have to go visit my son. So he sends his son a telegram, and saying to him, you know, I miss you very much, I can't stop thinking about you. On this and this date, and this time, I'm going to be docking my boat. And the day arrives for the father to set sail, and he's so happy and he's so excited because he knows in another few days he's going to reunite and see his son. And of course, every moment on that ship, he's thinking about his son and seeing his son and his son's reaction and hugging his son and reconnecting with his son. And finally, the boat docks and the father quickly gathers his things because he wants to get off because he knows that when he gets off the boat, his son is going to be there and he's going to be able to hug him and kiss him and talk to him face to face. And he gets off the boat, but his son is nowhere to be found, you know. Maybe if it was a stranger, he would have just said, ah, forget it. But this is his son. You know, he can't go home. He came all this way. He has to see him. So he says, you know what? I'm going to go to his house. I'm sure something must have happened. It must be that something came up, and that's why my son is not here. But he was certain when he came to the house that his son would be waiting for him in the courtyard. Maybe he couldn't leave his house, but he's certainly there. And he comes and he pulls up to the house. And the son is not there, you know, and the father's starting to get a little upset. You know, he doesn't understand why his son can't be waiting there for him. He's so excited. You know, but he says, listen, I came all this way. I have nothing to lose. I might as well go up the stairs. So he takes his stuff and he walks up to his son's apartment, which is on the third flight. He schleps everything up and he's sure that when he knocks on the door, the son's going to open the door and there's going to be a feast set before him. I mean, he just had a long journey and he's been traveling and traveling. His son knows that he's so hungry and he's tired. For sure, the son prepared for his father to come. And he knocks on the door, and he knocks loudly. There's no voice. There's no sounds. There's nothing coming from the house. And he realizes his son is sleeping. And he bangs and he bangs, you know, and he's knocking on the door, and the son starts to talk to his father from behind, you know, through the hole in the door. And he says to him, Father, why did you come to my house so late at night? I'm already undressed. You know, I've already washed my feet. I'm already in bed. How can I open the door for you? You know, we respond to Hashem and we say, Our Father, I can't be involved in this right now. I'm so busy with other things. You know, it's too hard. I stray too far. And we come up with all these excuses and all these tirutzim and all these reasons why we can't open the door for our Kadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem's compassion and his mercy for us is great, explains the Sava Mikhelm. As much as we think we can understand Hashem's compassion and his mercy for us, Yesera, it's even greater. There is no bound. It knows no gvul. Not only do we not go out and greet Avinu Malkeinu, our Heavenly Father, but we remain sleeping. But Hashem's mercy is so great, He came to knock on the doors of each and every one of us, on each and every one of our hearts, to wake us up, to give us that chance, kol dozi dofek, pitzchili, achoti, rayati, yonati, tamati. Hashem knocks, and He asks us to open. He pleads with us, please open for us. Not just please open for us, but please open for us. And He gives us all these loving and endearing terms. Yonati, Tamati, Achoti, Rayati. I love you so much. You are so perfect. My dove, my fine one, my perfection. And He tells us, you know, I've been suffering with you. Shorashi Nimlatal, Kivus Osiris, Sise Laila. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, B'ni Miyom Shacharati Et Beiti Shamata, Lo aliti v'yashavti b'vesi shamata, ela hayiti yoshev v'mitzbatel. He says, know that I've never left you. I haven't gone back up to my perfect, beautiful palace. I'm wandering with you. I'm suffering with you. And if you don't believe me, look at me. Look at my head that's full of dew. Look at my hair that's full of the rain. But it's not only that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is wandering and suffering. There's something else Hashem is referring to in this pasuk. He's telling us something even more. The Gemara in Tainus, Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, quotes the pasuk in Hosea, where we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vayavo Kegeshem Lanu, please Hashem, come to us like the rain. Amar La HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Biti Atshol Estavar Shepa'amim Mitvakesh, Upa'amim Eino Mitvakesh, Aval Ani Elecha Davar HaMitvakesh Olam, Shne'amar, Ehyeh Katal Yisrael. B'nai Yisrael asks Hashem, and they say, Hashem, can you please come to us like the rain? And Hashem turns to B'nai Yisrael and he says, my daughter, you're asking me something that sometimes needs to be prompted and sometimes doesn't need to be prompted. But I am going to be for you something that's there, that doesn't need any prompting, that's going to be there always. And that is the dew. And he says, therefore, Ehyeh Katal Yisrael. I'm going to be like the dew for you, B'nai Yisrael. The Shvilei Pinchas quotes Rav Yonos and Eibishitz in the Yaros Devash, and he explains based on the difference between rain and dew, between Geshem and Tal. And he writes, Ubi or al pi hayadua hahevdel bein Geshem l'tal, ki hageshem yored milamala, rak acharei shekadmu ha'adim la'alot milamata lamala. He says, the rain, it only falls after what? After the vapor goes up, after it evaporates to the above, and only then can it rain. Shemehem notrim ha'ananim ha'maridim gishamim kimo shekatov va'af yalem in ha'aretz v'eshkes kol p'nei ha'adama. Right? Only once the vapor goes up, it evaporates and it forms clouds, only then can it rain. Nimtza ki ha'geshem romez al ha'shefa she'yorim min ha'shamayim rak acharei sha'alum milamata lamala. Mitzvos and Maisim Tovim. What does the Geshem refer to? The Geshem refers to, it signifies a Shefa, an abundance that comes down from above, only after there's something going on in this world, right? Only after we do Mitzvos and Maisim Tovim, we do good deeds, only then, you know, do we, quote unquote, have the vapor to cause the rain. Rain is contingent on us, on our behavior, and on how we act. And we know that that's what Moshe says, we say in Shema, V'haya im Shamoa, if you listen, then you'll have the rain. But if not, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to stop the rain. Shezehu bevchinas ha'itarus milamata, ha'na'ureres his'oreres milamala. Achlu umazeh hatal yored milamala lamata beitarusa dileila belishum siwa mitad itarusa dilatata. And on the other hand, what is dew? Dew comes down from above. It's called in itarusa dileila. In itarusa dileila, an awakening from above. It requires no itarusa, no awakening, no effort from below, no effort on our part. Lachin matinu begemara. We find in the Gemara in Tainus ki atal eino neatzar laolam. Therefore, we find that the dew never stops. And we find a raya, a proof to this, that what? In the time of Eliyahu, when we were not doing good, when we were following Avodah Zarah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, and we were punished, and there was a famine, there was a drought, because there was no more rain, only the rain stopped, but not the dew. Because the dew doesn't fall based on us, it comes as an abundance from above. In the tarusa de la eila, a shefa, an outpouring from above, without any effort on our part. And this is telling us that even if we don't have mitzvos and maisim tovim, we don't have any good deeds to cause that itarus dileila, to cause HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give us an outpouring from above, we don't have that itarus dileila to cause an itarus dileila. Nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu in His great mercy and compassion gives us that shefa, gives us that abundance from above, like tal, like dew. And then this then is the explanation of the Gemara. B'nai Yisrael ask Hashem, that we should merit your shefa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give us your shefa, give us your abundance like the rain, just like the rain comes from above. And Hashem responds, you're asking me for something that requires prompting. But what's going to be when you have no merit? When you have no merit, when you can't merit the rain, when you can't prompt it to come, when you have nothing that can cause vapor to build clouds. So therefore, I'm going to be for you something that requires no prompting. I'm going to be for you something that's constant. And yet, katali Yisrael. Furthermore, an interesting point is the dew, it only falls at night. Like the Pasuk in Bamidbar, Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Tes writes, "Uberedet ha'atal al ha'mechana laila yarad ha'man alav." When the dew would fall at night, the man would fall on top of it. Similarly, Rabbeinu Bechaya writes in Vizos HaBracha, "V'yadua she'ein hatal yored biyom ela balaila." The dew only falls at night. Rashi echoes the same idea in his commentary in the Gemara in Chulin, which he writes, "Derech tal leired balaila," that the tal only falls at night. And so Hashem, even in the darkest times of night, in the harshest of galios, when we have no strength in our own to perform Torah and mitzvos, to perform in itarusa dilatata, in awakening from below, Hashem says, I am there for you, I am suffering with you, and I will come to knock on your hearts and awaken you, just like the dew that falls at night. And so our beloved comes to us during the month of Elul, and he knocks on our hearts, begging us to open it, but slightly, to give him an opening, to allow him to help us. He says, "Pitzchuli petach kechudel shel machad." Just pick up a needle to show me that you want to make amends, that you want to fix it. Pick up the needle, make an opening. Hashem's not saying anything about thread or sewing. Just pick it up. Show me that you want it. And this is really our avoda during that time. Rav Tzvi Meyer writes in Hesichos Hizchaskus, "Bayamim ha'elu ha'avoda hi legalos lefnei Avinu shebashamayim ech ani rotzeh lilmod." What's our avoda in this time? To show Hashem how I want to learn. Ech ani rotzeh laharos. How I want to appear. Ech ani rotzeh lehitpalel. How I want to daven. Ech ani rotzeh lahashkim. Ech ani rotzeh sheyirakol ben adam lechavero sheli. Babayis ve'im chaverim. How I want to get up in the morning. How I want to be and interact with my friends and the people in my house. Hadibor sheli. How I want my speech to be. Eza adinut yiyah. How I want my face, my face to come off to people. All these things that I want. How I want my emuna to be. How I want my ketusha to be. How I want my bitachon to be. Etc. 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 Ma ani rotzeh lihios be'emes. Who is the person that I really want to be? Zehazman achshav legalot bechol hapratim lefnei Avinu shebashamayim etz rasonenu. This is the time when we pick up the needle. This is the time when we show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is what I really want. I might not be there, but this is who I want to be. This is what I want to achieve. Rav Tzvi Meyer continues. The Chazal say, Ashrei ha'am yodei trua. Ashrei ha'am sheyodim lifatot et bar'am betrua. Praiseworthy is the nation who knows the trua. You know, that they know how to appease their creator with the trua. And usually we understand the trua to mean the shofar. But he says trua means ratzon, our will, our desire. Like the pasuk says, truas melech bo. Therefore he writes, Ashrei ha'am yodei trua. Praiseworthy is the nation who knows the trua. How do they know how to appease HaKadosh Baruch Hu, their creator? Al yedei shemarim umegalin hatrua haratzon shelahem. How is it that Bnei Israel appease their creator? They show HaKadosh Baruch Hu what their true will is, what their true desire is. And that is what we do at this time. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes knocking on our hearts, trying to waken us from our slumber, we may feel like it's too hard, it's too much, I've strayed too far. Maybe I just don't have it in me. But all we need to do is to open a pitzchu shel machad. We just need to pick up a needle to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is what we want. This is what our true ratzon is. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help us. The month of Elul is always 29 days. When we add to that the 10 days from Rosh Hashanah through Yom Kippur, it equals 39, which is the exact number of tal, of dew. Because throughout these 39 days, kol dodido fake, Hashem is knocking on our hearts, trying to awaken us within its arusa de la'ela, with this abundance, with this outpouring, with this shefa from above, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us, shorashi nimatal, my head is full of dew. I'm trying to awaken you, regardless of your past, regardless of what you did or you didn't do. It has nothing to do with the rain, which is always contingent on our mitzvos and ma'asim tovim. I'm going to act with you. I'm going to think about the dew, just taking care of you, regardless of where you are, regardless of what you've done. So let us open the door. Let us pick up the needle to show him that what? That our will is to fix that which we have torn. And then he will help us create a good new year for ourselves and for Klal Yisrael. Because like the dew, he has always been there and he will always be there for us. Shana Tova.